I like to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to get that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What did the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, he taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Podcasting live from the Nut House basement down by the river across the street from the water treatment plant in lovely Lawrence, Kansas, you are listening to Sunglasses After Dark. My name is Nick, and we've got a special treat for you this week. Normally, I am the one picking the music and all of that, but this week we've got Tony Foresta from Municipal Waste and Iron Reagan playing guest DJ. He's currently on tour with Iron Reagan, and they are destroying the North American continent, playing shows opening for Napalm Death and Voivod and Exhumed, along with Black Crown Initiate and a bunch of special guests on other dates. That show stops here in Lawrence about 3 dates before the end of the tour on February 26th at the Granada. You can find all of those dates at facebook.com/ironreagan. But yeah, without further ado, let's get into the music and let's talk to Tony Foresta from Municipal Waste and Iron Reagan about some songs that he enjoys.
What was like the first song you heard that just knocked your socks off, like going way back?
Oh man, shit. Going way back, I would have to say like Paul Revere by the Beastie Boys. Like when I was a kid, I was just like, yeah, it was like 85 or something. It's like one of the first rap songs I ever heard. And I love that shit. Also, like the first Wu-Tang, when that came out, that was like when Protection, when I first heard Protection, that shit blew my mind.
like I've listened to it over and over again. It was like became obsessed. But when I was real young, it was like the Beastie Boys. And I wasn't like a hip hop kid or anything. I just loved the Beastie Boys. I still do.
Now, here's a little story I got to tell about three bad brothers you know so well. It started way back in history with that rap and me.
My team.
Been had a little horsey named Paul Revere. Just me and my horsey and a quart of beer. Riding across the land, kicking up sand. Sheriff's watches on my tail because I'm in demand. One lonely BCIP. All by myself without nobody. The sun is beating down on my baseball hat. The air is getting hot, the beer is getting flat. Looking for a girl, I ran into a guy. His name is MCA. I said howdy, he said hi. He told a little story that sounded well rehearsed. 4 days on the run and that he's dying of thirst. The brew is in my hand and he was on my tip. His voice was hoarse, his throat was dry, he asked me for a sip. He said, can I get some? I said, you can't get none. Had a chance to run, I pulled out a shotgun. Quick on the draw, I thought I'd be dead. He put the gun to my head and this is what he said.
Now my name is MCA, I got a license to kill. Yep. I think you know what time it is, it's time to get ill. Yep. Now what do we have here? And I uh-huh. I run this lane, you understand, I made myself clear.
We stepped into the wind, he had a gun, I had a grin. You think the story's over, but it's ready to begin.
Try to flip, yo, flip on the next man, 'cause I'll grab the clip and hit kitchen with 16 shots and more I got. Going to war with the melting pot.
It's the Method Man for short, Mr. Map. Move it on your left. Ha! And set it off, get it off, let it off like a gat. I wanna break food, cop me back. Small change, they putting shame in the game. I take game and blow that nigga out the frame. And like fame, my style will live forever. Niggas crossing over like they don't know no better. But I do, true, can I get a sue? Not respect due to the 1-6, ooh, I mean, oh. Yo, check out the flow like the Hudson or PCP. When I'm dusting, niggas off because I'm hot like sauce. The smoke from the lyrical blood make me
What, grab my nut, get screwed.
Ow.
Here comes my Shaolin style. True, B-A-B-B-Y-U. To my crew with the
Yeah. Come on, baby, come on. Baby, come on, baby, come on.
Yo, you best to check your neck.
First things first, man. You're with the worst. I'll be sticking pins in your head like a nurse. I'll attack any nigga who's slacking his mat. Come fully packed with the fat burger stack. Shame on you when you step through.
Two,
the old dirty bastard straight from the Brooklyn Zoo. And I'll be damned if I let any man come to my center. You enter the winter straight up and down. That shit at cam. You can't slam. Don't let me get fool on the man. The old dirty bastard is dirty and sticking. Ace on unique rolling with the knife of the creeps. Niggas be rolling with a stash. Ain't saying gas. Bite my style. I bite your mother.
My style is wild, so book me. Not long, it's how long that this rhyme took me. Ejecting styles from my lethal weapon. My pen that rocks from here to Oregon. Here's more again. Catch it like a psycho flashback. I love gats. Rap was a gun. You wouldn't bust back. I come with shit, all types of shapes and sounds. And where I lounge is my stomping grounds. I give an order to my peeps across the water to go and snatch up props all around the border and get far like a shooting star. Pursue our all. It's living the life. Apollo Escobar. Point blank as I kick the square biz. There it is, the fuck pros and it goes.
Yo, chill with the feedback block, we don't need that. It's 10 o'clock, ho, where the fuck you see that? Feeling mad hostile, ran out posto. Throwing like Christ when I speaks the gospel. Stole with the holy robe, then attack the globe with the buckets. Style the ruckus, 10 times 10 men committing mad sin. Turn the other cheek and I'll break your fucking chin. Slaying boom bangs like African drums.
LB.
Coming around a mountain when I come. Crazy flamboyant for the rap enjoyment. My plan increased like black unemployment. Yeah, another one there. Took a genius, take us the f*** out of here.
The woo is too slamming for these coke killer labels. So ain't had hits since I seen Aunt Mabel.
So what was the song or band that like made you want to start a band?
Oh, I would say like that really made me want to be in a band. But I would have to say like Minor Threat, maybe. Like Minor Threat or like SOD or something like that. Like the first time I heard those bands, I was like, fuck yeah, this looks like so much fun. Like this, and then they have a point. You know, SOD is like pretty controversial. Their point is a little bit ridiculous, but like, you know, Minor Threat, they had a message and they gave a fuck about it. And just hearing that, like, that anger and just seeing the shows. And I used to tape, like, videotape trade, like, with people. Like, I would mail them, like, make compilations of, like, you know, like, hardcore shows and, like, videos. I also really liked the Jesus Lizard a lot. Like, I thought that band was, like, that was, like, a band that made me, like, oh, fuck, man, this looks like, this is so intense, yet it's, like, seems like it'd be a really fun thing to do. I don't know, I just used to trade, like, VHS tapes of, like, Jesus Lizard shows and old Misfits bootlegs, you know, shows, and that's what I'd hear about a lot of stuff like that, but I always, like, remember, like, seeing Minor Threat and just being like, this band is so awesome.
what's a song that, like, when you go on tour that can get played, like, in the van ad nauseum and you just will never get tired of it?
Shit. Who do you listen to? I always listen to, whenever I drive, and I don't know if the other bandmates are into this, but I know some of them like it, but I'll always play Quicksand Slip. Like, every time I go on a long drive, it's like, if I'm driving and that's the first album I listen to the whole thing front to back 1,000 times. Since that album came out, I was in love with that album. It's perfect.
Get the fuck back, no one can choose. Here's what they get, don't play a game that you're
lastly, like, since you're on tour, and this doesn't necessarily have to be Iron Reagan, it can also be, like, Municipal Waste, but, like, what's the song of yours you enjoy performing most? It might not be, like, your favorite song or the song you think is best, but, like, just the song you have the most fun performing.
Is that the one I wrote?
No, it can be a song, like, what you enjoy, like, getting up there and, you know, doing most.
This tour, we've been doing an SSD cover, movie cover in Glue by SSD, and it's, like, so much fucking, it's, like, the easiest song, and it's, like, so much fun to play, because the crowd, half the crowd has no idea what the fuck we're doing, because it's, like, you know, it's a lot of metal crowd, so it's, like, SSD stuff, but it's really fun to play, it's so easy. Last night, Barney from Napalm came up and did it with us, so, I don't know, that's really fun. I like songs like that, where other dudes and bands will just get up and grab a mic and just do it with us.
Well, thanks so much for taking time out of your day to talk to me, Tony. I really appreciate it. This has been a lot of fun.
Yeah, thank you, man. Thanks for doing the interview, man. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're totally welcome.
Again, thanks so much to Tony for taking time out of his weekend to talk to me about all of those songs and play DJ for a while. You can find the complete interview I did with him up later this week at therunout.com. We're going to close with one last track from Iron Reagan's new album, The Tyranny of Will. But before we go, I'd like to remind you that you can find more information. You can find reviews of books and zines and records and all sorts of other tangible things in an age of digital ephemera at rockstarjournalist.com. You can follow me on Twitter at NuthousePunks, where I tweet obsessively about all kinds of things, including but not limited to movies, music, and more. But yeah, again, tell your friends with bands and record labels to send me things for review and play on this podcast. And tell your other friends to download and listen to it. You can find this every 2 weeks at rockstarjournalist.com. We're going to close this show with I Won't Go from Iron Reagan's most recent album on Relapse Records, The Tyranny of Will. Until next time, thanks for listening.
Either we take real action or millions will die.